So just to start off with, talking about how master agreements are structured, because I remember when I was a first year and first year associate and first started looking at an ISDA agreement, which is the very standard generic trading agreement, I could not understand the document because it was made up of so many different pieces, and I'd been used to seeing a single contract all put together, but these things come in modules. And so, the first module is pre-printed terms. And so with the EEI, you've got these pre-printed terms, and those don't change. And every EEI out there, unless somebody messes it up, you've got a set of pre-printed terms that looks like every other set of pre-printed terms out there, and there are no changes to it. Then you've got, depending on the document you're dealing with, a cover sheet and standard elections that you can make. These are just check-the-box type decisions you can make to turn certain things on and off in forms, but no additional drafting for these. It's just check the box. Then comes amendments or special conditions. These are when people need to change something in the master. You don't go in and redline it like you do with a regular contract. You put a set of special provisions or amendments in the back that talk about changes you're making to the contract. And then there's a whole set of annexes out there. Each body that publishes a master agreement publishes any number of annexes. We'll be getting into those. These deal with credit support or other matters, and we'll get into to that in more detail. So that box, that's the master agreement. Once you select all those things, you put them all together, that is your master agreement.